what inspired the creation of the Venture Studio, and when did it launch?
So when the new Gatton College was being designed, we were approached with the idea for a new space for entrepreneurs. And we said, sure, that sounds like a great idea. So they had 1,000 extra square feet to provide for that. And we came up with the Venture Studio.
What is the purpose of it?
So the purpose of the Venture Studio is actually for entrepreneurs to come and work together to do pitches, collaborate creatively.
Now, who's in that audience? Who is your clientele limited to students, or can anybody from the community come to the Venture Studio?
We do allow people from the community to come and interact in the space through special events that we have. Throughout the semester, we want to use it more for students to come and work on their projects and pitch their ideas and get feedback.
What kind of ideas are coming across your threshold from students? It must be at times pretty fascinating.
Yes, definitely. So right now with Venture Studio, we have a program that we're piloting called Boot Camp, Venture Studio Entrepreneurs Boot Camp. And through that boot camp, we've been pretty successful. We've had 60 applicants for the fall semester. We had around 12 projects that we brought in, and those projects were a variety of projects, some from UK Research, some in equine, some in medical devices. Some of the projects were brought in by the students themselves around apps or physical products that they wanted to develop. And through this boot camp, it's a 10-week structured course that we've put speakers around and had weekly sessions where they come in, they listen to a guest speaker who specializes in a field like intellectual property or product development or customer validation, and they listen to that speaker. And then within the boot camp, they actually come back and present a presentation at different points throughout the boot camp.
What are some of the more common problems that they encounter that you help them work out?
Some of the common problems is actually defining the problem. I mean, a lot of times entrepreneurs can get kind of caught up in an idea that they think is the next big thing, but actually identifying the problem and what they're trying to solve is usually where it gets hung up the most. And then trying to define, well, how do you actually make money from solving this problem? So that's something that we try to help coach them through in the boot camp.
So let's say a student has a great idea. They come to you, it begins to crystallize, and they get to the point where they do want to commercialize it. They want to actually create a business around it. Do you help them with things like financing, pointing them in some direction for funding and that sort of thing so they can start up?
Absolutely. So we work with different groups around Lexington. We work with angel investors. There's a group called the Bluegrass Angels that's local to Lexington. Local investors, state investors. There's also different grant opportunities like the Small Business Innovation Research Grants and Small Technology Transfer Research Grants, which are offered through Kentucky. And Kentucky is unique in the sense that they match one-to-one in their funding if they're awarded. And of course, there's Kickstarter and different campaigns that can be launched that we try to help showcase those tools for students to use.